This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Thursday morning edition as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, and across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates, on our Talk America Radio affiliates, our GCN Live friends up there. And hello, George, how you doing tonight? Our Mega Talk Radio and leading independent stations located at or near our nation's military base. Plus, around the world via the Internet, where many of our great military men and women are listening to us right now. And we want to thank them for their service to America, plus all our EMTs, firefighters, police officers, hospital and ER room workers and 911 dispatchers, too. And to our nation's truck drivers, thank you for keeping the goods rolling along. Thanks, all of you, for your service to America. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show, and follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to start out with the obvious, and that is the fact that the former attorney for President Donald Trump, Mr. Cohen, Michael Cohen, was sentenced yesterday to 3 years in federal prison. He could get out for good behavior in about half that time. But a lot of people are saying this was too generous a sentence for what little he did.
Well, exactly. This is, of course, a big turnabout, of course, for the person known as the fixer for Donald Trump, who had declared his loyalty for his client, but yet, of course, ended up taping his client, from what we understand, and then, of course, working with prosecutors. And there may still be some cooperation to come, we understand, as he probably tries to get a reduction in his sentence in some way, shape, or form. But it is very interesting, though, Captain. Of course, there are other crimes that he was charged with that have nothing to do, obviously, with the campaign or with so-called Russian collusion, these kinds of things. And so once again, it begs the question, a lot of these convictions are coming as a result not of some sort of crime that was to be investigated, but came up during the investigation, whether or not it's lying, a process crime, lying to the FBI, as we've seen with others like Michael Flynn and others. So there should be some concern here, I think, as to what is the purpose of open-ended investigations in this country.
Well, I do not believe he was charged with federal campaign election fund violations.
Right, exactly. What
and he I had. Think I know where that's going to go, because we've had the incoming attorney general of the state of New York say that she was going to go after, investigate President Trump and the foundation and all that for state election violations. The laws are different when it comes to campaign financing.
Right, exactly. But I think it's quite interesting. Now, again, you know, Paul Manafort, for example. They've uncovered this, that, and the other thing. They've uncovered things with Michael Cohen. And, yes, they were bad things, and they shouldn't have done them. So nobody is advocating or trying to sweep under the rug whatever it is that they did. But it's interesting that not for the so-called Russian collusion investigation, these things would have never come to light. So it does beg the question, you know, who is next in America for the Mueller investigation,
right,
if you have any connection to Donald Trump?
And, folks, you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce. I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, host of the Kyle Warren Show. He's out there in the Socialist Republic of California, otherwise known as California, and he'll be the last person to leave, bringing the American flag out of California. Right, Kyle?
That's going to be about right.
And I've got the door and the light on for you down here, so when you come to Florida, we're ready for you.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Yeah, very much so. All right, now let's talk about Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who must be looking at this and saying, wow, I wonder what you're going to do to me.
Yes, exactly right. Well, there are some new twists in this.
There are.
And, of course, the judge, that's U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan, I believe, they're looking at this idea that one of the interview, in fact, the particular interview in which Michael Flynn is alleged to have lied to the FBI, that in during that interview he was told, or prior to that, he was told, you don't need a lawyer for
this
interview. That's
right. And he was entrapped. That's what's going on here. I believe he was entrapped.
Well, sure. Now, and again, most Americans understand that the FBI agents, the organization does good things for our country, that they are very hardworking and they're patriots. We all understand that. But in this particular case, it was not a good thing to speak to the FBI without a lawyer. He should have been advised of this. And this could play a part, perhaps even in vacating the guilty plea, essentially, if it's found that he was denied his constitutional rights and misled in some way. This is really a big deal, because if you're going to be involved in these kinds of cases and this kind of stuff, obviously, in any discussion that you'd have with law enforcement at that point, you would need to have a lawyer present. And so, again, this is why this is such a big deal.
Yeah, and I think. And by the way, the judge also delayed the sentencing. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And we're talking about for Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. If you're just joining us, this is going to be a totally different case. I believe we haven't seen the end of this, and I think you could see. I really think you could possibly see some charges being dropped. But here comes the music. We'll get into a little bit more about that, folks, when we come back. Plus, we've got a big deal down here in Florida going right now. Wait till we tell you what this investigatory board has now recommended out of the Parkland High School shooting. I'll be right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, America. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends at The Balance of Nature. And I know a lot of you aren't getting your daily requirements of fruits and vegetables. Well, I'm not either. But I did find a way through modern science to get my nutritional equivalent by taking the Balance of Nature fruits and veggie capsules, and they're not bad either. It's easy. Real food, real science, real nutrition, and easy to take capsules. They've got broccoli, cabbage, carrots, celery, plus more in the veggie side, and apples, bananas, cherries, grapes, and more in the fruit side. Just go to balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. Save 35% on your first order by using the code NOW, N-O-W. That's balanceofnature.com, and tell them the Captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, let's rehash where we started out with here, because we did start out talking about the attorney, Michael Cohen, getting sentenced to 3 years, and then we brought up the fact that Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, must have been watching, going, wow, I wonder what they're going to do to me, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And then we just finished up talking a little bit about the president and where we go from here because of his approval rating. By the way, I'll point out, ladies and gentlemen, in one poll that came out yesterday was 46%, and 39% in that poll of America believe that he's doing a good job as president, which was higher than the negatives that were in there, correct?
That's right.
So he's still maintaining his base. And what all this brouhaha about is strictly to try to chip away at the base, because they figure if they can do that in 2020, the next election cycle, they'll add to their numbers in the Congress. They'll add to the numbers in the Senate, may take back the Senate. And, of course, they'll put a new president in office. But to that, I say I doubt it.
Well, right. I mean, if we traditionally, depending on how the economy is going and so forth, they're usually very good indicators. But I think as well, Captain, as you mentioned, they do want to chip away at the base. But the Democrats also have another big problem, and that is Democrats that crossed over and voted for President Trump in the 2016 election and helped to get him elected because they expected that something new was going to happen. They were tired of the same old thing from the Democrats. They weren't getting anywhere. And now people are going back to work. Industries are doing better. President Trump has ended the war on business, as it were. And I think many Democrats across the highways and byways of the land, I'm not talking about the Democrat elite in Washington,
right,
but the Democrats across the highways and byways who need to put real food on their tables, this kind of thing, I think they're going to be very, very happy with President Trump when all is said and done in 2020.
And now we're going to talk about something that's going to have a basis at every school district all across the country in America because of what came out yesterday, the Florida school shooting panel, which was being led by our Pinellas County Sheriff right here in my backyard where I live, Bob Gualtieri, recommended now that specially trained teachers be armed in the schools, concealed carry, not visible, so that they don't know who's carrying the weapons. But this is coming out of the shooting at Parkland High School down there in South Florida. And this is going to have a direct bearing on every school district in every county and city and town and state in the country because of what happened with these kids that were killed down here that could have been stopped by one person with a weapon. It could have been stopped.
Yes, and how tragic it was at Parkland and at other schools and other incidents that we've seen over the years. There was a lot of opposition, obviously, to this notion. But here's the
Let me stop you for a second. The only opposition came from the school teachers union,
right?
Union, not the teachers themselves. There were a majority of the teachers that were polled across the state here on numerous occasions, and the teachers themselves, not the union, wanted to go along with this because they get it. They're in the classrooms. They know what's going on. But it was the teachers' union that was against this.
Right, because essentially the simple fact of the matter is the reality of the situation is there are bad guys, there are disturbed people who will get some kind of access to a firearm despite the law, despite all these things, and in order to protect the kids, to protect the children, you have to have something in place,
sure,
that's going to be the first line of defense. And I don't know, Captain, it seems to me that it's a common sense, no-brainer thing to have somebody who's trained, somebody who's ready to react,
right,
somebody who's going to protect the kids so that they can live the lives that they're meant to live.
And that's what this is about, is protecting the kids that are in the school and other individuals that are there, including other teachers and administrators. And this is a no-brainer to me, a no-brainer, because I know, you know, and every rational thinking person that's listening to this program right now, all across America on the radio and around the world on the internet, knows that all it takes is a good guy with a gun to take down a bad guy with a gun. Situation over.
That's exactly right. Well said.
Yep. Well, I worked at it. No, really. I've known this for a long time. And, yeah, you got to have training, folks. You can't just say, well, gee, I got a gun and I'm okay. Yeah. No, it doesn't work that way. Believe me, your instincts, you need to be trained to do this. And they'll go through a special training course. It'll be almost what a police officer goes through to get his weapon certification, but it'll be very close to that, and they'll go through a special training course, and they will be certified, and they will not pull that gun unless somebody has a gun.
Exactly right, and it's a sign of the times.
Yep.
But again, it's necessary to protect.
And the students won't know who has the weapons. The other teachers won't know who has the weapons because it'll be concealed. The only person that will know might be the high school principal in the school they're in.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about the farm bill, because there was a lot of noise made about the House approving the farm bill because of the fact that they did not tighten up the criteria for the food stamps like everybody thought they were. So it's still not, I won't say it's easy like it used to be back in the Obama era, but it's still not that difficult to get on food stamps with little effort. And a lot of people sometimes lie about, you know, what they make in terms of income. come to get on there, and they don't catch them for a while, and in the meantime, they've absconded with a bunch of food stamps.
Well, exactly, and there has been a pretty bitter debate about this. And right now, of course, some 40 million Americans, pardon me, or about 12% of the U.S. Is on the SNAP
program. And wasn't it about 45 or 6 or 7, maybe even 48 million under Obama?
That's right, and it has dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, again, because their jobs are coming back. Jobs are plentiful. Business is doing well. Yes, we see up and downs on the stock market,
yeah,
and we get that kind of analysis, but generally speaking, people are going back to work.
And when I was at Mug Sports Bar and Grill, where we have our lunches every Tuesday in the Icott Center, I like to take a little walk around the Icott Center when I get there early just to see what's going on. Plus, I was kind of doing some window shopping for Christmas to see what I might be able to get for different individuals in the different stores that I was looking at. Every store in the plaza, and there must have been two dozen of them, had signs up, help wanted.
Yeah, that's really something. And it shows because, you know, they're getting, of course, increased holiday traffic, but overall, the feeling is out there that things are getting better and that there's opportunity.
Now, let's finish the segment with this story that popped up off Geller Report, Pamela Geller's website. It's from the New York Times. They are now saying there was a column written by somebody over there. I didn't see who the somebody was. Maybe you did. That the United States is now part of the new axis of evil. How dare they?
Right.
How dare they?
Yes, well, I share that 100%. It's from the New York Times opinion contributor, Paul Krugman.
Oh, God. Now,
yeah,
that guy is a piece of work.
Yeah, exactly. So he's saying it's a new axis of evil.
Even Charlotte would get mad about that.
Right. He's talking about Russia, Saudi Arabia, and the United States, that they're objecting to the United Nations endorsement of the recent study on global warming.
Well, the UN is all but begging the United States to please consider. Matter of fact, let me see if I can get the quote here real quick, because I was going to mention it in the next segment. UN chief asks the United States to call for compromise and sacrifice at the climate talks. That's just the way it sounds.
Well, exactly. But again, the idea that...
Go back to school.
Well, exactly. And as Ms. Geller reports, I think the United States notes the study but doesn't welcome essentially...
By the way, thank you very much, Global Warming. But last week when we had that snowstorm come across the southern states, in the northern part of the panhandle, we had reports of snow flurries in the air again.
Yes, exactly.
So thanks very much, Global Warming.
Yes. Well, you see, but that's the beauty part of global warming or climate change. Whatever happens, they can always say, that's because of global warming.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah. That makes no sense, Kyle, and you and I both know it. And they might be able to fool me once. So what is it? Shame on you, me, or something? Well, whatever. We'll get to that when we come back, because we've got to take a break. If I don't, the computer's going to cut us off. Kyle Warner, professor of politics. He'll be right back. I'll be right back. And we'll figure out who's going to get fooled. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You USA Radio News.
Michael Cohen, President Trump's former personal attorney, was sentenced to 3 years in prison after pleading guilty to tax evasion, campaign finance violations, and lying to Congress about a Trump real estate project in Russia. Cohen will have to report to jail on March 6th. Jonathan Turley is a law professor at George Washington University. He's also a Fox News contributor. He believes President Trump never should have hired Cohen.
He never had a reputation as someone who was a particularly good lawyer. He was a bit of a thug, and the president hired him.
President Trump is making a push to support Opportunity Zones. He signed an executive order calling for a panel to coordinate the program.
This council will coordinate efforts across the entire federal government to deliver jobs, investment, and growth to the communities that need it the most.
HUD Secretary Ben Carson will head up the Economic Council, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Bob, Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's my buddy Wayne Allyn Root. He'll be on tomorrow night on the program in hour number one. You'll want to be listening to that. We always have a lot of fun, Wayne and I going back and forth. By the way, this portion of the program, this segment, is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, known as USCCA. Now, for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense. If you get into trouble when you have to defend yourself somewhere across the country, regardless of the means that you use to defend yourself with. Plus, they also offer life-saving training and education, and you can also get that great magazine, Concealed Carry Magazine, which is an award-winning magazine. It's got all kinds of discounts in it for guns and ammo and whatnot. And how you find out about that is to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Click on the logo link for the USCCA right there, top right corner of the page. And if you do that, you get the Gun a Day giveaway chance to win that, sign up and win that. And you also get a chance, should you join, to win get free $474 worth of free stuff. Again, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. Okay, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we wrapped up talking about the climate change thing and the fact that the UN chief is calling for compromise and sacrifice at the climate talks, and he's actually trying to talk the United States into seeing it their way. And Nikki Haley, of course, has been defending the president for the policy. And again, as I pointed out, it snowed here about 4 or 5 days ago in the panhandle. We had snow in the air in Florida. So thank you very much, climate change.
Right. Well, and I remember back in the mid to late 70s, there were so many snowstorms and so forth that
I was in them in some cases. And when I wasn't in Vietnam, when I'd come home, I couldn't get home because I could only get as far as New York because it snowed so much in upstate New York. That's where I got stuck.
Wow. Yeah. Well, but I remember back then scientists were saying, could we be going into another ice age, you know, or this kind of thing? And quite frankly, they don't know, but obviously climate changes, but it's really been foisted upon people as a more or less a political control system. And that's where the whole thing breaks down. So, you know, to try to pigeonhole people.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the
wound up winning about 2-1 over the opponents that were against her. But the point was she had 100 and some odd people that did not like her style of government. They wanted her out, correct?
That's right. It was, I think, 200 to 117.
And that's a high number anytime it shows you that there's problems in the parliament over there, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
So she's got, what, a three-month shelf life now to get something worked out with the Brexit deal, or she's gone, I guess?
I believe so, yes. So what they need to do is they need to figure out this thing called a withdrawal agreement, and that's what they're delaying for, and that's what I think they're going to try to get to happen. But I think you could probably bet your bottom dollar or bottom pound, as it were, that if something doesn't get worked out, that you could see another vote of no confidence.
Right. And to you folks up there in Charleston, West Virginia, we don't talk about you a lot, but some good news there. Three of the miners in the West Virginia coal mine that went missing because of a partial collapse were found. It happened last weekend, and they were found yesterday, and thank goodness for that. And I'm glad the rescuers kept on working. They were able to locate them, so that's good news there.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yep. Now, this is strange. The Boy Scouts of America, of which I was a member at one time, everybody was growing up, and then some of us became explorers, and the reason we did that was because the Explorer Scouts were part of the fire department. My dad was the chief of the local volunteer fire department, and we all became Explorer Scouts because a lot of us wanted to be firefighters when we grew up. So I went from Cub Scout to Boy Scout to Explorer Scouts, and then when I graduated from high school, I had an opportunity to, I didn't have a college scholarship or anything like that. Hadn't even thought much about going to college because I was thinking about becoming a firefighter. But because of the age, I was caught up as, what was my draft status? 1A at the time, which was like, uh-oh, where's your number? And I had a low number and I went, yep, I'm going to go. And my dad said, whatever you do, don't get drafted. So I volunteered, went in on the DEP, Delayed Enlistment Program, which at the time was, a 45 delay, maximum delay, before you had to show up for basic training.
Mm-hmm.
And then away I went, never looked back. And thank goodness I did it that way, because the guys that did it the other way, all I heard them do was gripe, bitch, and moan. Because I couldn't stand, well, how come you're taking care of you? I said, well, because I'm doing what I'm supposed to. Jeez.
Right.
But anyway, the Boy Scouts of America are talking about filing for bankruptcy protection amidst all these sex abuse lawsuits. What the heck is going on over there?
That's right. It's really a sad day for the Boy Scouts. My son is a Boy Scout. I was a Boy Scout ever since he was a Cub Scout, or joined at the Cub Scout level as well. And so it's a great organization. We've had nothing but good experiences with scouting. Yes, it's part of these abuse allegations that have gone on over the years. And also, we see a general decline in scouting. The Mormon Church, for example, took out about 600 than 10,000 scouts over the last 2 years, Captain. This is significant as they go to different organizations for different reasons, one would think, of some of the different changes. And as you know, of course, as well, there's been sort of this melding between Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, and now the Boy Scouts are really called, I think, what are they called?
She Scouts. The slang term is they call them She Scouts.
She Scouts, yeah.
Yeah, She Scouts.
But now it's called like something like Scouts America or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But it's no longer technically Boy Scouts. So there's been a lot of changes in the organization that a lot of kids and families and parents, I think, have not been too happy with. So it's kind of been a double whammy.
Well, it's kind of like this nonsense about the song "Baby It's Cold Outside." You know, I'm thinking to myself, I said, what's wrong with this country and these people? You know, well, it's got racial slurs in it. Baby, it's cold outside, and it's a sexual thing because he's trying to force the girl to do something she doesn't want to do. It's a freaking song.
It's a song, and it was from a different time, and
it was part of a Broadway play.
Yeah, it was that. I think it was in a movie.
Okay, movie. There
yeah.
we go, movie.
Yeah, and but it was more or less lighthearted, and as a matter of fact, as in a quick parenthetical thing here, William Shatner is taking all kinds of heat on Twitter because he's advocating that stations play that song, and so people are really coming after him.
Well,
oddly enough.
Well, let me announce to the world right now, I'm going to play that song a little bit later.
All right.
I'm going to play it, and so if you don't like it, I don't care.
Well, I think it was Ricardo Montalban and Doris Day who did that in the movie.
Anyway, I was thinking of somebody else, but I won't worry about that. Okay, let's talk about the View, something that I don't watch, but I know who they are and what they are. All I think of with The View is Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg, and that's one reason why I would never watch it. I don't care for either one of them, and when they open their mouth, it gets even worse. But do you remember Jenny McCarthy, who was on there?
Oh, yeah, very funny lady. Yeah.
Fox News is reporting, and I'm looking at the story, it's entitled Really Hilarious. The former View co-host, Jenny McCarthy, said she was once asked to act like a Republican.
Yeah, we understand it was none other than Barbara Walters.
Yeah.
Who was sort of the creator of The View, and she evidently told her to act Republican, and she responded, how do I act a Republican? Good question.
Yeah, and she, for a while, and again, I am only going on some of the video that was associated with this story that's in there, if you want to play it, which is audio, but it's also video. She sounds like at the time that she's talking like the Republican line. I don't know if she read newspapers to get her material or what, but they were quizzing, you know, her, making comments, and she did sound like a Republican, so I guess she knew. And then again, she's an actress, right?
Right, right.
So I guess she knew what to do.
Right, but again, too, it begs the question, well, why didn't you go get a Republican to come on to just be a part of the show or something?
By the way, before we have to run here, because it's going to, break's going to come up real quick, Obamacare has got to go, correct?
Oh, yes.
And it's still failing, and it's still costing people a lot of money because their rates are still going up. But those people that have gotten away from Obamacare have gotten out in the market and look for things like MediShare, for example. That's the church thing. Guess what? They're saving hundreds of dollars a month on their premiums.
That's right.
All right. We'll talk to you not tomorrow night, but the next night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Thanks, Kyle.
Take care.
Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Go over to KyleWarrenShow.com, KyleWarrenShow.com. Hear all the great things about him. Now, when we come back, we're going to take a look at the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your... Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a
short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
Alrighty, that's Jerry Reed, eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking up there, running around with the Bandit, I might add. And they're probably up there having a good old time. And old Fred sitting on the front seat. That big old black Kenworth, and he's probably got that just chiming. By the way, that sounded like it might have been about a 4 1/4 Caterpillar, that engine. Unless it was a Cummins, a Hummin' Cummins with straight stacks. That could also sound that way. But I'll tell you what, it wasn't, and that was a Detroit diesel. Those screaming 318s, you'll never forget those as long as you live. Oh, my God, you could hear them coming 50 miles away. But anyway, it is what it is. This portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is always brought to you by Moss Nissan. That's Moss Family Automotive Group, Moss Nissan in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs, and the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet in Tampa, Florida. We'll tell you why a car dealer is advertising on a national radio show in just a minute. Now, a powerful storm system is going to impact the southern states all the way to the Gulf Coast of Florida. And it's coming, folks. I told you, it's coming. So this vigorous storm system is developing right now over the southern plains. It's pretty much got all of Texas inundated right now, except the extreme eastern portion. New Mexico, you're in it. Eastern Colorado, you're in it. Kansas, you're in it. Let's see, Nebraska, you're going to be in it. You're getting remnants of it right now. And all the way up to South and North Dakota, you're in it, because it goes all the way from the Gulf of Mexico to Canada. There is going to be a mixture of rain, sleet, freezing rain, and then snow. And depending on where you're at, you could get a bunch of it. But back to the prognostication here. Several threats are going to be delivered all day long today, including the possibility of severe storms and tornadoes. Hate to even mention it, but it's a possibility as the cold weather meets the warm weather again, and you know what happens with that. Now, also, there is going to be a marginal risk of fire weather concerns in parts of South Texas for the next couple of days, because down below South Texas, down along the Mexican border and up towards the higher ridgeland there of Texas, even Laredo, it's going to be dry, really dry. So, again, they're talking about the possibility of a fire weather concern in that area. Now, the Arklatex and the Central Gulf Coast, you're going to get severe storms, excessive rain through those areas. And in the higher elevations, yep, here we go, a few inches of snow is definitely possible, including, you ready for this, Texas. The Metroplex, Dallas, Fort Worth, you could get snow. San Antonio, you could see snow flurries in the air. West Texas in the higher elevations and what they call the mountains of Texas for sure. Four Corners of New Mexico, snowing right now in Colorado and the mountains of New Mexico. Amarillo, you could be getting snow as we speak. It's not very far away from you, and it's coming your direction. Kansas, same for you. So here's what we're looking at in terms of roads and some interesting driving conditions today. If you're on I-70 going across Kansas into Colorado, either east-west or west-east, whatever, you may encounter some problems. If you're on I-40 going across Oklahoma, you may encounter problems all the way over towards Albuquerque. If you're on I-30 or I-20 going down in Texas, you could have some trouble. I-35 coming out of the Metroplex going north all the way up into Salina, Kansas. You could be having some trouble there. And beyond Kansas City, you could actually later in the day see some stuff. So there could be a problem there. And further out west, again, here we go, east of Seattle in Washington State, we've still got snow in the mountains. You might have to be hanging iron up there in some of those mountain passes by the looks of what I'm seeing here. Little red flags are up there. And Coeur d'Alene, Idaho tonight, you got snow there. And again, 4th of July, it looks like you got to hang iron over 4th of July again tonight. And then North Dakota, the entire eastern block of North Dakota from, Fargo all the way up north to Minot. You have got snow all the way up through there. You've got fog and a lot of it in the northern part of Iowa and the southern part of Minnesota tonight, so be careful there. The eastern part of Wisconsin, you've got fog and you've got winter weather above there going towards Green Bay. I got some rain in Tennessee. Southwestern Tennessee, right up off the Mississippi and Alabama line. And then moving along in North Carolina and Virginia in the mountains there, you have got some unsettled conditions there because they've still got ice to contend with. They had some warmer temperatures that warmed things up, but guess what? Went back out on the highways and byways, and they got some freezing temperatures up there tonight, so be careful. Other than that, looking good in the Northeast at the moment, looking good in Florida at the moment, some scattered areas of fog in South Florida. And California, you don't look bad at all out there except for some wind. Reno, you might be getting some winter weather, a little mix of stuff, a little dusting of snow up above, and that's about all that we're going to see there right now. In addition, I want to tell you about Moss Nissan and the Moss Family Automotive Group. Now, we have got a dealership that caters to everybody that serves in the military or has served in the military, veterans, all first responders, including those who have retired, EMTs, firefighters, police officers, sheriff's deputies, state patrol, FBI, whatever you are, okay? You serve, you save at the Moss Nissan dealerships. And the new thing that they're doing right now at the Moss Family Chevrolet dealership, which is here in Tampa, Florida, is every person that comes in, regardless of who they are or what they are, will get the Chevrolet employee discount. Everybody will get that discount, the Chevrolet employee discount. Now, the veterans will get the You Serve, You Save on top of that. And if you mention my name, tell them the captain sent you at any of the Moss dealerships, you get $500 on top of whatever else is going on. $500 off the purchase price of your vehicle. So what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Get on over to Moss Nissan in Crystal River, Newport Richey. Check out Moss Wholesale to the Public, because it is what it is up there in Homosassa Springs. Select choice pre-owned vehicles sitting there. Very good prices, all with Moss Care. That means your vehicle, peace of mind, is taken care of from transmission to engine. Anything goes wrong, boom, they fix it. End of story. Guess what? Free oil changes for life. Free tire rotations for life. Nobody's doing that. That's why they get people to buy that come from Arizona, that come from Michigan, they come from Minnesota, they come from Wisconsin. They told me they had a person come in from North Dakota, from Fargo, North Dakota the other day, bought a Titan. They heard me talking about the Titan that I've got. It's an excellent truck. By the way, the Titans right now, $10,428 off the whatever the sticker price is on the window. To start, $10,428 off a Titan pickup to start. And then you tell them the captain sent you, that's another $500. So that's like $11,000 just there. And, of course, you make your best deal. It's going to be more than that, but whatever. And you never know. You never know. But check them out online, mossnissan.com, mossfamilychevrolet.com, mossfamilyautomotive.com. Two numbers to call, 727-815-3095 or 813-969-2600. And I'll be right back after the top of the hour news with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, and she's doing her showers of blessing tonight. So it's going to be interesting there because we got a whole list that's not even a list yet to go along with what she's got. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, live and in living color.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.